From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest today is a young lady that you probably don't know, but I think, and a lot of other people think, that you're going to be hearing about her soon. Her name is Jess Sean Leo. She goes to Novato High School, she's an actor, and she just won a big prize of $10,000 given by Beach Blanket Babylon in their annual competition for actors, dancers, and singers, and Jess won in the acting competition. Let's welcome Jess Sean Leo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, this competition was great. It was, I guess they do this annually for all Bay Area high schoolers, is that right?
Yes.
And anybody can enter.
Yep, anybody.
But you have a little bit of acting experience. Tell me about that.
I have a little bit in film when I was in Paris.
So you were living in Paris for a while?
Yes.
How did that come about?
Father's French, and I was previously living in Massachusetts, and my mom and my brother and sister all decided that it would be nice to move to Paris because we are French, and we just wanted more of the French culture back in our lives. And
what a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So you speak French too?
I do, yes.
And I know that the people over at Beach Blanket Babylon, in particular Joe Schulman Silver, the producer, said that she was impressed with your acting and especially your Irish dialect. And she said that she thinks you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Wow, that's very nice of her.
Where'd you pick up an Irish dialect?
I've gotten asked this question, and I still don't have a straight answer for it. I did this play, the one act of the play from the monologue from the play, and it's called Dancing at Lunasa, and I did it in this winter, and I basically just listened to YouTube videos of Irish people over and over and over and over.
So you have a facility with accents in general, huh?
Yes.
That's something you like to do?
I love doing accents.
I think it's going to become very useful when you're an actor full-time and you're able to do different dialects.
Yeah, I hope so.
So what have you got planned for the future? What's your dream?
Well, I'd really like to be an actor professionally. Going to see where the road takes me. In the fall, I'm going to be attending the Pacific Conservatory of the Performing Arts in Santa Maria, which is a 2-year conservatory, so I'll spend my time there, and then after that, I guess I'll just see how much I've learned and where I think I should be.
You think you're a character actor type or a leading lady type, or what do you see yourself doing?
I'm not. I feel like as an actor, because it's such a hard career to get into, you can't be picky about like what roles you want or who you want to be. I mean, at this point, I'll do anything.
You'll settle for whatever, huh?
Yeah.
So are you going to audition while you're at school?
Well, the school that I'm going to is also a theater company, so mm-hmm. they put on productions a lot, so I can audition for the productions there.
Right. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Have you been acting at Novato High School, too?
I have, yes.
They have a good program there?
Yeah, they have a fantastic program. It's called Marin School of the Arts. It's a school that it's a public school, but and so is MSA. But they have like theater and film and creative writing and any art that you can imagine. And it's a really fantastic program.
And that's been working out well for you there.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't think that I'd be able to have done as well as I did in the Beach Blanket Babylon if it weren't for MSA.
Were you scared when you auditioned there?
Well, we all handed in videos. We videotaped ourselves, and then we sent the videos to Beach Blanket, and then they chose the finals. And then when you have all three finalists, we all went, and we did rehearsals. And, I mean, that was scary, was rehearsing. And
so did they send you an email or a letter to tell you that you were a finalist?
They called, actually.
Did they? And how was that? What happened?
I was in such shock. I couldn't really believe that I won, but
I bet your parents
kept asking myself if they were sure that they said the right name, and
and they
did. Knew who they were talking to exactly.
They were looking for that Irish girl.
Yeah, maybe.
Were your parents happy?
Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah, they were extremely happy.
How about your friends? What did they say?
They were, I have a lot of friends at MSA who know about Beach Blanket, and they know, like, how great the opportunity is, so they were so excited for me.
That's great. I have a friend in that show, and it's really a great show.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Would you like to be in that show sometime?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Just such a powerhouse. It's like just, I've never been around so much energy in my life.
You're out of school now. School's out for the summer. You're just waiting to go to college, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I have, today was my last day of school, actually.
Oh, that's right. When I spoke to you earlier, you told me you're doing finals. How'd it go, by the way?
We'll see. Hopefully
hey,
well.
You want to be an actor. That's all right.
Yeah. I have to keep telling myself that.
That's great. Exactly. So what do you got planned for the summer with this big prize that you won? What are you going to do?
I'm lifeguarding. Yeah, I'm going to be working at the San Rafael Racket and Swim Club during the summer, so still trying to make as much money as I can for school and saving for later and everything like that.
So, do you know anything about the school you're going to? Do you know any people there?
I know one of the artistic directors, Eric Stein. I know one person that went there, whose name is Miles Duffield, and he actually talked me into going to Pacific Conservatory of the Performing Arts, and I've seen a little bit of his acting, and I was just blown away.
So you're looking forward to the program, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited for it.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
2 years will go quick, too. What do you think you'll do after that?
I don't know. I'm kind of just trying to focus on, like, the present and how hard I'm going to try to work these next 2 years. I think it all depends on how much, how confident I feel after the 2 years and how much I feel that I've learned.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
So you'll also have a unique opportunity because if you wanted to, presumably you'd be able to work in Europe in some.
Yeah, which is definitely one of my options, and I've thought about that too, and that would also be really exciting and a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be great. And, you know, if you're living in France, of course, you might be able to be in England, too, and do some work there.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
So, do you go to a lot of theater? Or do you like the movies? Or do you like music? What do you like?
Yeah, I do like the theater a lot, and I also like movies. Anything that involves acting, I'm definitely a fan of.
So, what kind of music?
Music?
Yeah.
Well, at Marin School of the Arts, too, they have a jazz program, and I've gotten to know a lot of jazz musicians that have gotten me into a lot of jazzy kind of music. And
that's great. You know, Radio Sausalito is a jazz station.
Yeah, I know. It's I really love it. It's really, really fun, and it's a jazz town. I mean, San Francisco, I feel like a lot of jazz goes on, and
yeah, it's great that young people like you are interested in jazz. A lot of people think that it's going out of style, but
oh, no, never. Yeah.
Well, listen, you've been a delight to talk to, Jess.
Thank you.
I wish you continued success, a fantastic career. I know we're going to be hearing more about you, and I want you to come back on the program as soon as something starts to happen, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
That's Jess Sean Leo. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.